it out of book and flip it. Tal's work, you know that is. You remember Tal? With the red beard and the red pants, his motion side.
Wow.
He used to die with him. That's Penny Farkas' brother-in-law.
Right.
He did know Meli Malach a little bit. There's a book. I just see there's a book here. My essay office. It says through Pirkei Avos through the eyes of the students of the Baal Shem Tov and the disciples. Whose is this? The shuls. That's nice. Okay, good. Okay, I hope you have the pages from last week. Let's try to finish this story we were living last week. I want to thank the one who's sponsoring the Shir, Shvi'a Schus Refua Shlema, for my father's August and Zayim Mordechai, Yosef and Blima Sarah, and Refua also for Yechevet Chana Basbina, so Shachar Chali Yisrael. Okay. So, didn't want to start a new sugi because next week we're going matzah baking and it's ready to be Pesach, so we're not going to have it ready until after Yontif. This will be the last year until after Yontif. So we were learning a piece from Yichud HaShabbos from Rav Kluger, which I hope that you still have on your thing or in the paper. Good. Let me just remind you that we were learning about the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Il Mali Shom Yisrael Shtei Shabbosis. The Bavli has Shtei Shabbosis, that brings Mashiach. And the Yerushalmi is Shabbos Achas. Shabbos Achas Ketikuna, one Shabbos. And that raises the klal that is throughout the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is the Talmud of Chiburim, of Kesher, of Chiburim, of Yichudim, of Yichud. And the Bavli is Golas, and Golas is period, separation. And we're talking a lot about that. We learned inside the piece in the Shari Aira. And all this is coming out from the Yerushalmi and from the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, where we learned in the Zohar Kaddish that in Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael, is there such a thing that in Eretz HaKodesh, Shasham is Chaberes Isha and Baila. That only in Eretz HaKodesh, in Eretz Yisrael, is there the Chibur, that Yichud of Isha and Baila. And therefore, when you learn through the Sugyas, everywhere in the Yerushalmi, this comes back over and over and over again. And then you compare it to the, we'll do some more, and you compare it to the Bavli, the Yerushalmi is the Inyan of Yichud, and the Bavli is the Inyan of Golus and of Pirud. So we see this Keseda. So we were learning, what's the Yichud of Shabbos? That's what we were learning last week. Let's continue. We're on page Kuf Pei Beis. So we're learning about, this is to explain what we're learning in the Sugya, of Zocher V'Shomer B'Dibur Echad, of Zocher V'Shomer, that the two Bechinas of Shabbos. There's Zohar and there's Shomer. There's the Mashpia, Zohar, the Zohar, the male. And there's the Mekabel, there's Shomer, the feminine quality of Shabbos. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, the husband and the wife. This is what we've been talking about. And that's why in the eyes of the Bavli, there's the two separate worlds. That's what Golus is. There's the male, there's the Zohar, that's one Shabbos. And there's the second Shabbos of Shomer and we don't have to bring the Chas and Kala together. In Golus, we're struggling. We can't bring them together. But in the Yerushalmi, it's El Mali Shom Yisrael Shabbos Achas. And the Shabbos Achas means that there are two Bechinas of Shabbos, but in the Yerushalmi and in the Zohar Kaddish, those two Bechinas of Shabbos are Achas, are one. There's a Yichud of Chas and Kala. And that's what we're talking about by way of explaining L'Chadaydi. Where we're up to now in Rav Kluger's Maimer, is why is it that, and we've spoken this so many times over the years, different shiurim, why is it that in L'Chadaydi, not only is there in Kabbalah Shabbos, that moment we're crossing over from Chol to Shabbos, when we're going from the world of the Alma de Pirud of separation, and we're entering into the Rosa de Echad, in that world of Alma de Yichud, of oneness, of Chas Nakala. So that's what the L'Chadaydi is about. L'Chadaydi goes Kala, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. That's what we're talking about. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. A Yichud. But what does it have to do with Beis HaMikdash? What does it have to do with Beis HaMikdash? Mikdash Melech, Yimluch, HaKum, Yitzim, Tarech, HaHafecha. What's with Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? So So we're learning that wherever there's an inyan of chas and kala, wherever and whenever there's an inyan of that yichud of zach and the kev chas and kala, it's always Yerushalayim is in the same place. That's why under the chuppah, when there's a yichud chas and kala, so we say the brachas ayd yishama very good chutz kol sof gosim yimashkechech Yerushalayim. So, the Nebbi used to sing yimashkechech or anything like that. Just a couple of years ago, but certainly the brachas for a long time that we're making. Right, the brachas of Mesameh Chasn Makal is the bracha of Ayd Yisham Beberi Chutz Yisham Kol Chasn Kol Chasn Makal Kal Kol Metzalas Chasn Chutz Nar Mishtei Brachas Hashem Mesameh Chasn Makal, and the bracha of Yerushalayim, because it's the same yichud. Because the yichud of the Beis Hamikdash with the two kruvim, the zoch and the keva, were there. It's the yichud of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, and therefore wherever there's a hisayrus of that yichud, there's going to be an inyan of Gula of Yerushalayim of Mashiach, wherever. Which is what we were learning about in the Machlis from the Bavli Yashami regarding Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. That connection, that kesher of the two Mashiachim is also of the two Mashiachs. That's an Indian verse itself, Torah says itself. In Chutzlars, we don't know how to do that. They're separated. The Indian of ben Yosef and ben David are separated. We don't know how to bring them together. Therefore, we understand that there's a very deep connection between Geula, Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, and Shabbos, and Chasan Kal. It's all one thing. So we're on page Kuf Pei Beis, where it says, Rav Lach Sheves Beimek Aboch. That's where we're up to. On page Kuf Pei Beis, Rav Lach Sheves Beimek Aboch. Zeu Soda Yich Ronase Beis Kabbalah Shabbos, Kashi Yemois HaChol Makabim Es Kedushosam, Mekedushas Yom HaShvi. When the 6 days of the week are lifted up to a different place, and they come to that kedusha of Shabbos, hayzu geulas hazmanim. The same way that there's a geula, there's a place of geula, Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, and the same way that a person is redeemed from slavery, from avdus decheres, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, so too in Zman, in time, there's a Geula. And Geula Sazman of Yisrael Musam is crossing over from the 6 days of the week. That's a time of Geulas. And Shabbos is a time of Geula. El Gilui Kvedeis Baruch Ba'olam. Gilui Kvedeis Baruch Ba'olam. The revelation of Hashem's covenant in this world. Mishum Shenifal Az Yichud Kutshubichu Shchintei. Because on Shabbos, B'nafshos Yisrael, there's this amazing yichud that's taking place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and that's happening in the worlds. There's an Aliyas HaOlamos, there's this great ascent that's taking place, and the 6 days of the week are now leaving that place of Golus, or that time of Golus, and entering into the time of Geula. Mishum shenifal az yichud kutshubichu shechintei ba'es ha'es Poral ha'yichud es shar pu'loisav, page kuf pei gimel, la'acheid kol mine hashpo ul ha'ira el ha'makabim. When you have a mashpi and a makabo, like we were talking about last week, when there's a kli, when there's a kala, kala is a lashon of kli. When there's a kli, when there's a kala, then the mashpi has where to give the hashpo. So during the 6 days of the week, we're not it's a roch and a kalim. During the 6 days of the week, we're not holding the hashpos. We're not making that connection. And because we're not making that connection during the days of the week, it's very hard that the hashpois should be kolea, you know, that they should reach where they're supposed to reach. But on Shabbos, which is the time of Yichud, and the Kala, Bobi Kala, Boi Kala, the Kala comes to be Makabal, there's a Kabbalah's Pnei HaKala, the Chosna Kala is a Kabbalah's Panim, there's a Yichud, so now there's a Mashpia and Makabal. And whenever you have a mashpia and a makabel, then there's shafa, there's brach, then there's kelim to receive the shafa. L'chein boi b'zman shazmanim u'arim b'ha'aris Shabbos kodesh, karim el Yerushalayim yor kodesh b'pi l'chadoid. So at that very moment, when we now have chas and akala, mashpia and makabel, so we say in l'chadoidi, mikdash melech ir melucha. All of a sudden, we start talking about the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, Kumi Tzi'im Yitoicha Hafecha. And we're davening that Yerushalayim should leave the Hafecha, the Mapecha of Golis. Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek HaBocha. Uyachmol alayich chemla. Hisnari me'ofa kumi, livshi bigde sefartech ami, ayad ben yishe besalachmi, karvel nafshi gaole, soyri soyri kiva oirech kumi oiri, uri uri shir deberi kvayt Hashem alayich nigla, loise voishiv loise kolmi. Remember we talked about last week, the biggest busha for the kala is when the kala doesn't have the kalim to receive the brachas. The biggest busha, or even worse, it's the biggest busha for the kala. There's no chasen. The chasen is gone. The chasen disappeared. The chasen chickened out. He's not there. It's the biggest busha for the kala. Where's the chasen? So by l'chadaydi, when we have this yichud, where the chasen is present and is felt, his presence is felt, and the kala is now no longer mivuyeshes, in this terrible busha of not being ready to receive and not knowing where the chasen is. So now a Jew is able to be makabel, there could be a kabbalah chasen and kala, to be makabel the pnei chasen, the chasen the kala. So right away we start talking about Yerushalayim and about Gula and Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean? Ravlach Sheves Be'emek HaBocha. For so long the Kala was sitting by herself. Ravlach Sheves Be'emek HaBocha. So we're saying now, Loisei Vayishev, Loisei Kalmi. That the Shechina and the Knesset itself shouldn't be any more embarrassed or humiliated. Loisei Vayishev, Loisei Kalmi. Matishtoichi, not to be crawling on the ground, Matemi, and in a place of bewilderment and confusion. Only with the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. So this on Shabbos. Kikasha nifal hayichud. So Rav Kluger explains. Kikasha nifal hayichud. That when this yichud is activated, misoireres shleimus ha'oros kvoydeis baruch ba'olam. Then, what's misoire? There's a hisoros of that shleimus of Hashem's light being revealed in the world. Of what? Mashpia makabel, chas makala. That's what we're davening for. Galei kvod malchus. Mimkoim chamakenes sefiya. That's what we're davening for. Ve'ez gula ba. Therefore, every single Friday crossing into Shabbos by Kabbalah Shabbos, there's a mashu of the gula. There's something of a gula that's taking place. Because that's what the ultimate gula is. The ultimate gula is that the chasen is not going to be hidden anymore, and the kala is going to have the kelim to be makabel, the chasen, and the light of the chasen. And every Shabbos, there's something of that that's happening. Therefore, in L'chadaydi, we give nechama to the Mikdash Melech, to say to the Beis HaMikdash, and to say to Yerushalayim, soon, you're going to be rebuilt. Soon there's going to be a gula. L'bal teishev oid be'emek habocha. You're not going to have to sit longer in the emek habocha. V'tisnayar me'ofer, and you're going to be able to shake off the dirt, the dust, V'tilbash big day sefarat, and you're going to wear the big day teferis. You're going to be adorned like a kala deserves to be, in beautiful clothing, which is the shechina, which is Beis HaMikdash, and Hashvos HaShechina. Ki b'chinas kutsha b'richu, kari l'shechinte. By Kabbal Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling the shechina. It's calling to the shechina, which is embodied, in, of course, in Knesset Yisrael. K'fi sha'ayim bo'i b'shalom ha'teres b'ayla. Boi b'shalom ha'teres b'ayla, and the kala is called the crown of her husband. The Jewish people, kivyachal, are Hashem's crown. Boi kala, boi kala. Lahayir b'seiches k'tushas Hashem's baruch. To come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashpia his or. To be mashpia his or to the kala, to Knesset Yisrael. U'b'yisyachadusam bo'o ge'ula. And when there is this yichud between the chas and the kala, Then there's geula. Hein liyomim, there's a geula of the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week there was loneliness and emptiness and separation between the Shechina and Kadosh Baruch Hu, between Knesset Yisrael and Hashem. And now by Shabbos there's an aliyah. All the 6 days of the week have an aliyah. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they all become part of the bridesmaids that are now gathering around the kala. They're all excited. All the girls. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they're all gathering around the Kala Shabbos. This is what's happening. So there's a gula of the 6 days of the week. And Hainli Yerushalayim, Lenefashis. And there's a gula that takes place. So the first is in time, in Shana. And you have the gula in Olam, in the world, which is Yerushalayim, and in nefesh, which is a gula for the for nafshas Yisrael, that the nefesh has a gula, experiences a gula. This is the meaning of what the Yerushalmi is saying. Shabbos achas ketikuna. Shabbos achas ketikuna. It's not two separate things. The zoch and the shama come together on Shabbos. The chas and the karla. It's not two Shabbos. It's one Shabbos. One Shabbos ketikuna in the right way. It's a yichud of chas and the karla. And kved Hashem alayich nigla. Everything. I call misal Hashem is baruch. Kved Hashem alayich nigla. Now, what Rav Kluge ends this mimer with is the inyan of the tzaddik, which, since we didn't grow up in that or, I just heard a short time ago. I don't know if you heard that the Sklener Rebbe was nifta. The Sklener Rebbe Schusigler was nifta. Just a short time ago. You heard already? Mm-hmm. I just heard it an hour ago. Means that a big light that we have left in the world just went out. Mamish went out. He was from the Vatzaitish Tzadikim, once was such a tzaddik, that light of the tzaddik. And most of us were not raised in that. You know, we heard of tzaddikim, and you know, my wife was telling me that, you know, the past few years that she was teaching in the high school, she would talk to the girls. She said that she would speak to the girls that never heard of the Baba Rebbe. Never heard of the Baba Rebbe. Some of them heard of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Can you imagine? When I was a kid, every guy heard of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They never heard of the Baba Rebbe. They never heard of. He asked the girls in school, in the class, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. They'd look at each other. Who? Rabbi Moshe, who? What? I don't know. Ask your kids. Not you, Shlomo. Ask the children. If you have nowadays 10, 11 year old girls never heard of the Baba Rebbe. Can I hear of the Baba Rebbe? We're not talking about it 500 years ago. So in our circles, we weren't raised with the aura of the tzaddik. The tzaddik, we knew there were tzaddikim. Nowadays they don't know the other. But we knew there were tzaddikim, and maybe your parents maybe take you to see, or you heard of tzaddikim and so on. But we weren't raised living with the aura of the tzaddik. It's a different inyan altogether, the aura of the tzaddik. So the Torah ends, this mimer ends with that inyan of the aura of the tzaddik. Ba'avein b'zeh soid ha'muva b'sfam k'doshim shi'i efshal liskas the gedusas ha'shabes rak ha'yideh ha'tzaddik. To really be zeiche be'emes in k'dushas Shabbos, it's only to be mekabel k'dushas Shabbos in the presence of the tzaddik. And if you're not present with the tzaddik, at least to be mekashi a tefillas to the tzaddik's tefillas. This is, of course, not something that misnagdim are comfortable with, but they should all be healthy and well. Kidikosu, Marenu Rab Nosim Breslover, V'hamor V'shemesh. For oid migdalei chasidus. What is it? We'll read the note from Rav Nosson in a minute. Let's just finish the Torah. Lefi amavur, efshalavara oid binyan ze. We can understand this according to what we've been learning. Ketzaduk hu merkav liyichud kutshubichu shchintei b'tachlis ha-shleimus. Through the tzaddik, this shidduch takes place b'shleimus. The shidduch of kutshubichu and the shchina. Of Hashem and the Jewish people. Ukechol dargis mekablum mashpia, kein klal nafshos Yisrael him bedargis mekablum klapov. So too, with mashpia and mekabel, the Jewish people are mekablum through the tzaddik, just like we were from Yosef Tzaddik when we were in Mitzrayim. That he was tzaddik yisrael, and he is the mashpia. That's how Hashem has made the world. That the tzaddik is that pillar, that channel through which the light of Kadosh Baruch Hu shines into the world. Therefore, through that hiskashus to the tzaddik, we're binding ourselves to the aura of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Because the tzaddik is the mashpia. That we see that Hashem's Baruch appointed, that tzaddikim is mashpiyim, as intermediaries, kivyachol, between him and us, which is the Midah of Yesod. And the regular Amcha Beis Yisrael, the Jews who are Mekabel from the Tzaddik, that's the Bechin of Malchus, of the Shechina. And the Tzaddik is Yisod. Ken Klal Nafshos Yisrael, he Medargis Mekablam Klapov. Medargis Mekablam Klapov. Klapi the Tzaddik, the Jews are Mekablam. From the Tzaddik, through the Tzaddik. Lefichach Bahagia Ish Mi Yisrael, El Tzaddik. Therefore, when a Jew comes to the Tzaddik, like the Gemara says, take leftam b'chochem bracha. Wherever Yosef HaTzadik was, it was Hatzlacha that came into that place. L'ficha b'agia ish mi Yisrael. Therefore, when an ish Yisrael, when a Jew comes to the Tzadik, or the Tzadik, b'yoydai shehu chaser or, and the requirement is that the Jew recognizes and he acknowledges that he's lacking. In other words, that he identifies himself as a Makabel. I need to be Makabel. I'm not anywhere where I should be. I'm an empty vessel. I need to receive. So at least if the person goes in such a way, that's the Tanai. B'yodeshu chaser or recognizing that he's chaser or that he's missing so much light. Ve'ein bev sheruso lavay des kindei mikreiches atzmai. And he doesn't know how, and he can't do it all on his own. He's trying, but he needs a lot of help. When he's by himself, without the one to help him, it's like the wife without the husband. It's like a wife without a husband. Kiplagufa. The nichsof lekabel mi hatzadik orchaim. And this person, this yid, who acknowledges and recognizes that he's so limited, he can't be mashlim himself. He needs to get married. He needs this yichud of the chasim. And by coming to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik is the inyan of yisaid, and connecting to the tzaddik in a way of hiskashus be'emes, the deep way to the tzaddik. So then he's able to mekabel from the tzaddik or chayim. He's able to mekabel through the tzaddik this light of life. Regarding this inyan, people who are raised in our environment have a level of cognitive dissonance, because it leaves you with this feeling like, how could it be that everything I was taught is, like, how could it be I wasn't taught about this? So it must be that there's another way. And can't be that I'm missing, or I was missing this, or I am missing this, and so on. So there's this little thing in the head that goes off and says, it's a chassid shazah. Those who learn Pnimus HaTorah, not just chassidim, svadim also, this is understood. If you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, if you look in the Svarim of the Rishash and the Ben Yishchai, it's the same Torah. Because it's the Torah of the Zohar Kodesh, of Yichud, of Yishlaim. It's Chasna Kal. By the way, you can look into the writings of the Vilna Gaon also. It's the same thing. It's not any different than the Gra. And if you prefer Italians, you can go to the Ramchal. It's the world of the Zohar Kodesh. It's the world of Pnimius. It's the world of Chasna Kal, of Yichud. So, and those who are outside of that world, they think that Tzaddik is a nice picture to have on the wall. No, it's whatever. It's a nice thing to know that there are tzaddikim in the world. But the inyan of hiskashus to tzaddik, we weren't raised in. I wasn't raised in that either. I went to regular yeshivas like the rest of us here, but my father spoke to me a lot about it, because he came from that and he saw that. But it was not part of what we were learning at school, and now already the fathers don't, from our neighborhood, they don't talk about these things so much either. It's like not. Most of them, the ones who were like 40, they didn't see these things. They didn't see these things. Yeah. Bissol, your father knew about this stuff. Mm-hmm. He knew about this stuff. But there's a world. Visionists, you're from Visionists. You know this man? Bissol? Yeah, talk to each other. You know who is. Comes from the biggest tzaddikim of Visionists. He talks. Comes from Visionists of family. Ari Schneider. Rabbi Shaul Fuchs. Is no, it could be Yelta's Aides with Best Friends or Chavrusas or something.
Where are your parents from? Grandparents.
Yeah, Bukovina, that area. I don't know the specific name. It was on a farm somewhere.
Romania?
Yeah.
Present day Romania.
Yeah. There was heavy vision over there. Sigurd and Bukovina, that whole area was. Avis Yisrael is territory. The grandfather's by Reb Chaim Meir. He has stories from Reb Chaim Meir. His grandfather's by Reb Chaim Meir.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of Reb Chaim Meir.
I mean, the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Meir, So these Jews, even though they themselves, when they came to America, they were no longer part of the Hasidus, but it was like. Isn't their blood? It's very strong by them, but right now it's even among the Chassidish Yid now it's not so strong like it was. It's not anywhere near what it was. But this musag of what it means, the hiskashus to a tzaddik, v'nichsov l'kabel mi'atzaddik or chayim. It says ba'agiyo kach b'yadayim pshutas l'kabel. When a Jew comes with his hands like this. You know how Svadim, they go for a bracha, right? When you come for a bracha, you come to a tzaddik, you go like this, with your hands empty. A lot of times they're just thinking they want to get. Which is true through the tzaddik, but it has to be not just for Gashmis, it has to be one to receive in Ruchnis as well. But to come as a kala. With the hands outstretched to receive. Then the Jew becomes a merkava, becomes a chariot, so to speak, a vehicle, a representation and a manifestation, the embodiment of the Shechina. That's the lonely kala that feels empty and needs to receive. The light of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes through Tzadik Yisod Olam, the light of the Tzadik. And the tzaddik himself, klapi makabli ayrei, vis-a-vis, those who are makabel his light, those who are there to receive his light and come to receive the light of the tzaddik hariyu makavel kutshibicho, is a merkava, is a manifestational representation of kutshibicho. There's me chalila to get mixed up. There's some chassidim get mixed up about that. It's an Indian that I don't like to talk about so much, but there are some chassidim that got mixed up with it. Mitzad atzmo, shalom legami b'chol b'chinas chesayin. Mitzad atzmo, the tzaddik has what the regular people don't have. And the tzaddik is that koyach of yisoy to be mashpia through the tzaddik, the hashpoz to come through the tzaddik. And to the degree that the regular Jews are makasha themselves to the tzaddik, the strong, strong hiskashas, so they're able to be connected to that Shirish that's connected to the Shirish Kol Shirash and Takash Baruch. V'kasher achein zoicha makabal yichud, and when the makabal is zoicha for the yichud, im magia bebitul uvidia brura, next page. Shezoya echad meor zewil etzadik yesh bekoicha lahoyos elamai. When a simple Jew, a regular Jew, comes to the tzaddik, and he comes in such a way, empty and honest, in a state of bittul, then the person in that state knows b'yidiyah ruah that he's able what? To receive, that he should be zeichet to receive, and he's able to feel that. Some piece of that light that's called Or Zeru Latzadik, to draw from that, something of that light of the tzadik, which is the light of a Kadosh Baruch in this world. And even that little bit of the aura of the tzaddik that a Jew is able to mekabel can light up his entire life, can change the person's life completely. Mamash change the person's life. Nifal yichu kutshubichu shchinte l'simcha v'or mufla b'chol ha'dargis. Simcha v'or mufla b'chol ha'dargis. Most wondrous light b'chol ha'dargis. Kvayit Hashem Yisbarach nigla yoyse b'olam. And through that individual person feeling something of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is drawn to him through the light of the tzaddik, more of Hashem's light is in the world. More of Hashem's presence is in the world, is revealed in the world. That we see that when a person is mekusha to tzaddik emes, that through that kesha to the true tzaddik, the person becomes more refined, more and more refined, and he's misali yosef yosef, and he ascends higher and higher in that world of ani kirvus alakim li taif. To feel that the greatest taif of my life is kirvus alakim. And anybody that was like living in the presence of a big tzaddik knows that when you're with that big tzaddik, it's very clear that kirvus alakim li taif, that like the best thing is kirvus alakim. Even though when you're not there, you think the best thing is something else, is money or is covered or whatever else it is. But when you're there with the tzaddik, then you feel, and it's very clear that kirvus alakim li taif, that feeling of kirvus alakim li taif. That's when you're with the tzaddik. So look in on footnote test. Look at the halachas from Reb Nosson. Kut elochas aruchayim lechus Shabbos. Reb Nosson writes, "Ikke kedusha Shabbos." Reb Nosson Breslover writes, "Ikke kedusha Shabbos e evshel hamshich al atzmo kim koch hatzadika emes." He says it's impossible to draw upon oneself the kedusha of Shabbos completely, to draw upon oneself, unless it's through the tzadika emes. Shem b'chinas Shabbos. It's the true tzaddik is the b'chin of Shabbos. K'mesh kosev Rabbi Shimon Vayichai. We know that we see by Rabbi Shimon Vayichai. Ant Shabbos de Kuli Yomi. But the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon and his Chaverim would call him Shabbos. They called him Shabbos. And they said to him, Ant Shabbos de Kuli Yomi. Rabbi Shimon was called Shabbos. Vaha Baha Talya. Each one, it depends on the other. In other words, to be able to come to Shabbos depends on the tzaddik. Therefore, the Kabbal Shabbos is with the word tzaddik atama yifrach, as well as the tzaddik. That's Kabbal Shabbos, it's tzaddik atama yifrach. That's the nival yad ish ben paritzi, it's the or of the tzaddik. That's the nival ben paritzi, that's parit together, that comes, that breaks through that mechitza between shemayim and aretz is the tzaddik. Parrots, Ayad Ish ben Paritzi. The need of the tzaddik is to break through the mechitzas that separate between the world above and the world below. That's the or of the tzaddik. That's what it means. Tzaddik yisod olam, that the omud that goes from heaven to earth. The need of the tzaddik. Kol mashem shtabel biyoyis lekabel Shabbos kiroylo, kein zoych leskar letzaddik emes. It works both ways. The more a person works hard to connect to Shabbos, the more he's able to be miscarved to the true tzaddik. Somebody who's deeply connected to Shabbos is able to find the tzaddik, able to connect deeply to the tzaddik. Kfi is karvusa elov, and then the other way. Kfi is karvus of the person to the tzaddik, kein zoich l'kedusha Shabbos. So to the person is zoich l'kedusha Shabbos. Ad she yizke l'tshuva shleima b'chol mokam, ad she hu shom, to the point that the person can be zeicher through Shabbos, which is the oisiyas tashuv, to do complete tshuva, l'schazek al omdo l'bal yipal oilam, to be strong and never ever to fall, to be strong and mamish never to fall. Yiyeh eich sheyiyeh, bebchines v'atziyeh shol hineka. Yiyeh eich sheyiyeh, even if a person goes and chalila to a very low place, he'll always have that connection to Hashem as Baruch and can get out. Ki ikar because the ikke is ayrus and his chazkus to return to Hashem, who bekoch at tzaddik anal. Is bekoch at tzaddik anal. So here, Baruch Hashem, at least that much over the years, it's been accomplished that we could learn these things together and nobody falls off their chair. But if we would go to different congregations in other places, can you imagine? Modern congregation, they read such a thing that these words, that the entire ability the person has of his service and his chaskus to go back to Hashem is through the Bekoach HaTzadik Anel. even such words would be completely foreign and strange. What are you talking about? It's like not from a different planet. Shukal Yoma B'Tshuva. The tzaddik lives every moment of his life in tshuva. When you hold on to the tzaddik, you go for a ride together with the tzaddik. Afal Pisha Kvar Osa Tshuva. Even though the tzaddik already did tshuva over and over and over, like Rabbi Nachman says, Ki Osa Tshuva B'Chol Pam, Al Sagosa B'Shod, it's Rabbi Nachman's Torah. Ad She B'Chol Pam, Hu Masig, Godless Habor Yisborach, Basoga Tzumi Yoyse. Because every time the tzaddik, his tshuva means the tzaddik now has a new understanding and based upon my new understanding of the Baruch Shalom, I have to do tshuva for my old way of looking at him. The old way that I looked at him was embarrassing. I have a new madrega of how to understand the Kosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the tzaddik kol yom b'tshuva. The tzaddik is constantly being chayzer b'tshuva. Because if I would have known what I know now, I never would have, it would have been different. So the tzaddik is constantly, constantly tshuva. ובכל פעם שמעסיק הסוגי יסייר ומכנס בלב, כל הרחיקים מאוד מאוד שיסחזקו ממקיימם, לא שוב להשם מזבח איך שהם. And every time the tzaddik goes through this, and he reaches a greater hasaga, and as a result of that he cries, and to bring himself up to a higher place, he brings all the Jews, from those who are mekushet, and he brings them with him. Of course, you have the tzaddik hadaris that even Jews that don't know, and even that the tzaddik never met, they're able to bring up. We're all mekushet to the tzaddikim, we just don't know who or what, but there can't be without such a thing. B'chol pam shemaseh asog yisei humachnis b'leiv kol erechaykem ho'oid mo'oid shi'ischazkum memkoyimam loshu l'ashem yisbach eich shehem. And it could be that this person is someplace far away in the world, especially if it's one of the people who are dovuk to that tzaddik. And when the tzaddik goes to this inyan, his avayda of tshuva and his tshuva, high levels of tshuva, so then those who are mekushet them could be protected from doing an aveira, who could have a sudden late, they could have a hisaris, a hira tshuva, they want to do tshuva. They could be shaken up wherever they are. It could be someplace else in the world, even though they're not together with the tzaddik. Mizel Loshon the Mo'ev HaShemesh. The Mo'ev HaShemesh, of course, is one of the greatest Talmidim of the Rebbe Melech, the Rebbe Elimelech, and therefore the Torah of tzaddik is very, very strong in the Mo'ev HaShemesh, along with all the other Yisraelis Chassidus. But the Mo'ev HaShemesh, the Indian of tzaddik, is very, very strong. Next to the Narm Elimelech, there's no other sefer that has as much as the Mo'ev HaShemesh and this Indian of tzaddik. Also, look at the Moran, but Mo'ev HaShemesh is very strong. So the Mo'ev HaShemesh explains the Kisisa. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael sa'Shabbos, la'aseis is a Shabbos l'deraisa. Haynu shebechol dor v'dor. In each and every generation, haynu shebechol dor v'dor, mutal al ha'tzadikei hador la'hamshech kedushas ha'Shabbos, is the responsibility of the tzaddiki hador, it's their responsibility to draw the kedusha of Shabbos af al anoshim pchusei erech, even on Jews who are pchusei erech, a very low stature, very, very low pchusei erech. Ashehim oiskim binyane ha'ilam hazeh. These Jews are the whole week they're so busy that they come to Shabbos, they don't even have a shaykhus. They come to Shabbos, they run from the train, they come to Shabbos, no shaykhus. Anything that tzaddikim of the generation are working very hard, that even these Jews could have something of Shabbos, because these people are not, they're all week long, they're binyan ha'olam hazeh, who chudim b'malachtam kol yimei achol, they're busy with work the whole week. And what's the job of the tzaddik? Sha'af heim yagishu gam keng dushas Shabbos, that even these simple Jews that are not kalim for the 6 days of the week, that somehow through the tzaddik, that these Jews should also be able to be mekabel from the oris of Shabbos. And that's why it says v'shomu b'nisal Shabbos last Shabbos l'day reisam. L'day reisam, the Mo'ev HaShemesh is saying that the tzaddik has the responsibility to see to it l'day reisam, that their dor, the tzaddik's generation, should have Shabbos. And through the tzaddik's avayda and his tshuva and his Shabbos, l'day reisam, the dor of the tzaddik is able to come to a place of Shabbos as well, can have the possibility of coming to Shabbos. Let's read the last thing from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Al HaTorah on the last page in the box. Misaprim b'shivchei Baal Shem Tov Zal. This is a very, very remarkable story, Torah, that's found in Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah. Sab Mishivcha Bal Shem Tazal, Shespal Kamet Filis Visana Kamet Hanesim, Shiuchel Hoshiv Lashoya Loidova Beis Alias Nishmosa Berev Shabbos, Ben Ashmoshes. The Bal Shem Tov davened many tefillas, and he fasted Kamet Hanesim, he fasted a number of times, so that he would have the ability to answer Jews who came to ask him things. At the time of the Aliyas of his Aliyas Neshama, when it was Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemashes. There was somebody who would talk to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh at that time. The Baal Shem Tov on his own was unable to communicate, was unable to speak. So he davened a lot and he fasted that he should be able to still be in this world something, to be able to answer people, to talk to people. The Kabbalah Shabbos Davka. Lo shahaya kavanosa sheyeh yochel lahoshiv l'shayel davka. It doesn't mean that the people coming and asking the Baal Shem Tov questions all of a sudden at that time. It means that what was he asking? Ela inyan hu, the b'shas Kabbalah Shabbos oz aliyas kol ha'olamos ad rum ha'mailas. Because at the time of Kabbalah Shabbos, it's an aliyah of the olamos. The world's ascend to the highest place. V'hayin neshmasa oedem ha'mailu madrega gevah ma'oid. And the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov was ascending to a very, very, very high place together with the olamos. The Baal Shem Tov's neshama was soaring higher and higher. Kumay bechinis Yosef Mashiach or Mashiach bechinis Tzadik Yisod Olam Kimshem Chol Dor Kedua. Lo Haya Yochel LaHashpil Es Atzma Klal Lamata. And the Baal Shem Tov couldn't connect to this world when it was coming in Shabbos Ben Hashmazus. When at the time of Lucha Daidi, the Baal Shem Tov couldn't connect to the world anymore. LaHashiv LaShayalai, meaning he couldn't respond to anything in this world. God doesn't mean that people necessarily want to ask him something Davka at that time. He couldn't respond to this world. Shezo inyana tikun ubira, b'dvarim b'taylim lagamrei shenisha lamata Davka beis aliyas apnimius. But there are things in this world that need to be fixed. And if the tzaddik will also allow himself to be swept completely above, and he'll lose his connection to this world, first of all, he could die. And there were times, the Baal Shem Tov, there were times that he was in danger of dying, and there were things that he had to do in order to stay alive in the world. But also the tikkunim that need to be made in this world, in Pnimis, there needs to be still, the tzaddik needs to remain still connected to this world. Ulezeh palo kama tefillas, and therefore the Baal Shem Tov had to daven a number of tefillas. Sheyuchel l'saken gam mash nisha l'mata b'pnimis ma'isus, the rik ubatola, that he had to fix certain things of Narishkeit and of things of this world that needed a tikkun. Kamadregis Yosef sheish b'koyche lahashpil esatzmai kol kach lamata b'tzirufi advarim b'taylim v'ekonim levarim gamken. The same way that Yosef Atzadik, his brothers thought that he was star, because he was it was the b'nei hashifchas, you know, that he was making himself like a plain person. The truth is Yosef Atzadik was going all the way down to try to fix, even to bring a tikkun for the b'nei hashifchas, to everything in this world, to try to bring a tikkun. Stating of the tzaddik to bring about such a tikkun. So the tzaddik is going to be taken from this, is going to ascend and leave this world completely, then he can't be pile in this world. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was davening that he should have the koyach of Yosef at tzaddik. The higher the tzaddik is, like Yosef at tzaddik, the tzaddik said, the lower the tzaddik is able to be mashpil himself. So Yosef at tzaddik is in a dungeon, he's in a pit. He's in Mitzrayim. It's in the lowest place. Regular Jews can't be in these places. But the meaning of the tzaddik is that he goes to Mamish down to the lowest place, to the lowest Jew, to the lowest place in the world. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh saw that he couldn't be in the world. And he was fasting and davening that he should be able to be in the world. In other words, that he could still have a connection to this world and all the Dvarim B'Teilim that are part of this world. But he had to daven hard and he had to fast hard to be able to be on such a high madrega that he's able to be mekabel kedusha Shabbos and have an aliyas neshama, but at the same time for there to be part of himself that's still bound to this world. That's a higher madrega. If he would have left the world, it would have been a lower madrega. It was a higher madrega to be bound, to remain bound to the world. That's what we're about in Rav Kook also. It's a higher madrega. That's min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Atokel. Not only in the world above, but in the world below. That's the tachlis of dir b'tachtayim, in this world. And that's for the Baal Shem Tov was davening, he was fasting. Because in the beginning, before the davening and the fasting was accepted, he wasn't on such a high madrega that he was able to go lamata kolkach. He was able to go all the way down. He wasn't on such a madrega. He wasn't yet in such a madrega that he was able to go down to the all the way to that place, like the tzaddik going under the table, like the turkey, right? He wasn't in such a madrega. The Baal Shem Tov said only with davening, with fasting, was he able to remain, while his neshama was flying, he was able to remain bound to this world in such a way that he was able to repoil things, lamat, all the way down here in this world, in the lower world, that he was able to still have that connection. If he wouldn't have had that connection, he wouldn't have been able to make the tikkun that needed to be made in this world. That's the Ur Tzaddik. And that's why all of us here who are stuck in the lower part of existence, it's through the tzaddik that we're able to have an aliyah. It's through the Ur of the tzaddik that we're able to experience an aliyah. Without that, we can't. I mean, we can reach that madrega, each one of us, of course, to become tzaddikim, but it's very, very, very hard. And that's the connection to Shabbos, and that's the connection to Beis HaMikdash. It's all one sugya, the sugya of Mashpia and Makabel, Kutshabichu Shchintei, that's the end of Eishes Chal and Biyimtsa, the whole Eishes Chal, all of the Zemiris, all of the Tefillahs of Shabbos are revolving around this Yichud. When you learn this sugya properly, then you look at the Siddur and you look at the Zemiris, it's a different Zemiris, a different Siddur. It's all the or of the Tzaddik, it's all the Inyan of Yichud, and that's why there was such a big Inyan to be by the tzaddik davka on Shabbos, and that certain Shabbos is the different tzaddikim were makbid, that should be davka by that Shabbos. That was more important, but they knew that they themselves were able to be poil certain things. And all the stories that we were zeichet to hear, well, we should be able to take some of that light and to know what that means. The mitzias we should know what it means. Okay, so after Yontov, we're going to learn that we're going to continue with a new sugya in this mizgeres, but a new sugya in the Bali Nishan, Hashem.